Good morning, 8:15. Brock Hunter.
What's up,
you ace? Today, sunny, warm, high of 83. Gorgeous out there right now.
It's gorgeous.
Tonight, clear, mild, low of 60. Tuesday, sunny, warm, high of 85. Wednesday, we could see some humidity. Chance for rain, thunder.
You should use the word glorious more often in the forecast.
Yeah, it is glorious outside.
Glorious.
Right now, though, still a little, it's cool for the morning, I guess, but it's going to be warming up quick.
Heavenly would be a good one.
Heavenly, yes, it is. It's heavenly outside. All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Bram.
What?
I don't know.
What was that?
Which just is me making noises, apparently. Bram. Let's see. I don't have one. Should we do, I like this one. So, you took road trips with your brother, with siblings.
Hmm?
Sometimes it can get,
rowdy
in there.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes, you fight. Mm-hmm. Our dad used to tell us, like, when my brother and I were horsing around in the backseat, he's like, hey, assume the possession. We had to sit there, arms crossed, and we couldn't do anything. It's like, oh, that sucks, man.
Nice.
Or we'd have to put our hands up on the seat, and he'd hit our hands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Wow. Those big old claws that he had.
Dad hands.
Sometimes it can get a little rowdy in the back seat. Well, a family from Clarksville, Tennessee, was visiting Crestview, Florida this weekend, and on Saturday, they were getting ready to pile into the car and drive home. That's a road trip of roughly 450 miles, 8 hours, no stops.
Wow.
You can stop once, maybe. Before they could go, though, the family's 13-year-old stabbed his 15-year-old brother in the arm 3 times with a pocket knife. Why?
Jeez.
He told the cops, quote, I'd rather be in jail than spend 8 hours in the car with him.
Oh. Okay.
There's no word on whether or not he's going to face charges. Dude, he stabbed his brother in the arm 3 times.
You know, I'd pick on my brother a little bit when we were younger, but damn, stabbing him never crossed my mind.
I swear to God, I'm going to stab you right in the arm.
You know?
Jesus. Yeah, that's going to make an awkward car ride home. One brother just glaring over with a bandage all over
his. Yeah. Imagine being those parents, too, having to deal with those kids.
Oh, my God.
You know? Don't leave them alone. One will stab the other one.
I will stab him in the neck with a knife.
Maybe all boys should ride with grandma.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell my brother this story, you know, and be like, hey, at least I never stabbed you.
No.
You jerk, and you deserved it.
Well, I don't know, Brock, because I'm pretty sure you shot your brother, didn't you?
Again, we did our research. It was fine. You always bring that up like it's a bad thing. We did the research.
What was the research? What did the research say? Yes, right, you can shoot your brother.
Anyone wondering what Logan's talking about, or what Hunter's talking about, my brother Logan and I were unsupervised lots of summers. Mom and Dad had to work.
Were you guys about to take a road trip by chance?
And no road trip. It was in between chores of the list that Dad gave us to do. And our 22, we had these bird shot 22 shells, okay? Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen it, it's got a little plastic cap, and it's got little tiny BBs in there, okay? Mm-hmm. We shot a pop can at like 75 yards. Didn't break the pop can. So we're like, all right, that's fine. So we got all geared up. I was wearing my Carhartt's big old winter jacket. I had it all on, gloves on. Got one of Mom's good pots, you know, like one of those roasting pans. I put it over my head, and we shot each other.
You nearly made the Darwin list. It was this close.
Oh, I heard a ding. It barely dinged the pan.
Did it hit you in the head at all?
Yeah. I heard a little ding,
oh,
ding.
My God.
But I had a pan over my head. It was fine. It didn't break a little aluminum pop can.
What if you would have loaded the wrong pellet?
I made sure he didn't. We were very smart about it.
Wait, say that one more time.
Don't be such a pussy, Hunter. All right, you're such a little pussy when it comes to this. Every single time you bring it up.
You know, I don't have much on the schedule today. Maybe I'll go home and find some birdshot.
Yeah, it's fine. And watch.
But you know what?
We did it didn't even kill a pigeon in the haymow at like 20 feet. So it's fine.
How about this? After the show, we're going to step it up a notch. We're going to go with 12 gauge. With birdshot. See how that goes.
It'll be fine. As long as it's far enough away. As long as it scatters, we'll be all right.
Remind me never to get mischievous and hang out with you when we're by ourselves.
I'm going
to
shoot you and stab you.